This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Those people who are interested in psychic phenomenon, paranormal experiences, people who are interested in the power of positive thinking or thinking in general, thoughts or things, you've come to the right place. Studying what's going on in that sort of extra, the extra field, the extra special world that we live in, the sixth, it becomes trite almost, we talk about it that way, but I find my interest in this gets larger and more encompassing every day, frankly, so I put together this visit every week so that we can talk with you about things that are, I mean, can kind of help you develop, if you have that purpose, develop your own extra healthy, and it is very healthy, awareness of what's in the other world, the outer world. Later in the hour, Charlotte Benson will join us. We'll be talking about Mercury going retrograde. Joining us right now, though, and of course, Uri Geller will join us, and Mary O'Malley. But now we have Mae McCarthy with us. She's helped a lot of people grow successful companies. She's a best-selling author, speaker, lecturer, an angel investor. Let's start with that. Because there are lots of different ways of interpreting that, Mae. Angel investors. You could be an angel investing. There are a lot of people who put money into businesses that are considered angel investors. So how do we apply the term angel to angel investor as far as you're concerned?
Well, actually, it's very common. Good morning, Doug.
Hi.
It's very, very common to consider that early stage investor that's past the founders. Okay, the normal investment protocol is you get an idea and you put in your savings, you put in your retirement, you put in whatever money you've got available to bootstrap it. Then you go to people that you know, and that's called the friends and family round. These people know your character, and the very first time you go outside of your normal network is to high net worth individuals who invest on their own, and sometimes they have small funds or they have a syndicate of people that they invest with, which I do. I do both. But high net individuals who don't know you. And those individuals are called angel investors. I don't know why, but that's the term. It's the first non-family or non-friend investor who can come in at the early stage. So if you've ever seen the show Shark Tank, each of those people are angel investors, but they would be called, you know, super angels or, you know, much, much greater. They make decisions much faster than most angels. But, you know, it could be your doctor who takes, you know, $100,000 a year and invests in other companies. It could be, it's whoever's an accredited investor who invests on their own in early stage companies.
I think one of the reasons I brought it out, though, because this program focuses on things that come from, in part, the angelic realm. We could have taken that to mean that these people are inspired, because I think that oftentimes people's successes come from what they can't see, hear, taste, you know, not the, we just have, our instinct tells us this is a good business or this, I mean, you can apply this power of this kind of thinking to almost anything in life. So why not business? Why not investing? And so that's why I sort of put the double-edged sword of angels. Perhaps there are angels that are out there. We all have angels. We all have guides. And maybe that's, I guess I was thinking, maybe there's a two-sided coin here.
Well, I have to tell you that what you've just referred to, that guidance, that intuitive sense, those instincts, those things you can't see that give you direction, that has been the reason that I've been able to grow six companies to as large as $100 million in annual revenues. It's because of that intuitive guidance that shows up sometimes through intuition, sometimes through my subconscious pointing the way, sometimes through other people, their messages or their assistance. But I always am on the hunt and the lookout for those kinds of messages because they've never steered me wrong.
So how do you know? Let's talk about instinct and your own ability to faff some of this stuff out. How is it? Can you describe the principles? There's a certain amount of spiritual guidance here that you have. Is it as simple as your gut? Can it be as simple as your gut? Or is it something that's a little more involved?
Well, it can be as simple as your gut. What I ask people to do, though, is to take some control. And what I mean by that is to get very clear on what they want in terms of outcomes for their goals. For instance, in one of my businesses, I really wanted a minimum or more of $400,000 in revenue by a particular period of time. That would have helped us to grow according to schedule and serve more customers and hire more employees. And so every single morning, I'm writing down gratitude statements for all of my goal outcomes as though I've already achieved them. And one of them was this $400,000 by a particular period of time. So you write it out every day, you read it out loud, and you imagine receiving it. Then, throughout your day, you're on the lookout for those hidden, you know, gut instincts and messages. And I happened to be in Cleveland one year. It's an early stage. I travel a lot for early stage startups. And I was in Cleveland, and I had dropped off all my bags at the hotel, and I was going to go to a grocery store that I know is 5 minutes away to get protein shakes and water and things like that for my stay. And all of a sudden, I got this flash, this picture of a grocery store that's 15 minutes away. I know that grocery store. I've driven by that grocery store, and it made no sense. It's 9 o'clock at night. So my rational mind, as Albert Einstein referred to it, is trying now to talk me out of going to that 15-minute away store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's telling me it's too late at night. You shouldn't be traveling across town at Cleveland. Oh, by the way, tomorrow morning you've got an appointment.
Shoulda, coulda, wouldas. It's the shoulda, coulda, woulda phase, yes.
So what I ask people to do is sort of figuratively stomp their foot and say, hey, intuition, if I'm supposed to go to that store, give me another message. Now, the interesting thing about that is that Albert Einstein also said we all have an intuitive mind, but it won't try and overpower the rational mind unless we tell the rational mind to be quiet. So I did. And then I got all these intuitive thoughts that said, hey, you know, everything might be on sale. It's not that far a drive. Just make the drive. I did. And as I'm walking into the grocery store, there was a man coming out who I recognized. I met him at a trade show 6 months before. This is 9 o'clock in the evening in Cleveland. I recognized him. He represented a very large customer that could help me to achieve the financial goals that I wanted. And he wasn't returning any of my phone calls or emails for an appointment. And here we are face to face. Well, before the end of the conversation, he invited me to come make a presentation to his group while I was in town. I did. It led to another presentation, and a contract worth more than $400,000.
So just follow your hopes, your dreams, trust your instinct, trust your gut, whatever it is. That's a great lesson. Mae McCarthy is here. The latest book that she's written, The Gratitude Formula, a 7-step success system to create a life that you love. Mae and Doug continue their conversation on Your Hidden Power in a matter of moments. Speaking of hidden power, here's something. This is trusting your gut. There are a lot of people, my niece just was told last week that she had breast cancer, and the tumors are on both sides, and she's very concerned. And so what do you tell somebody that tells you that that's their story, and they're worried about their own mortality, for sure, and their treatments, and they suspect the worst, or maybe hold thoughts. This is kind of there's a double-edged sword to this, because this is where Mae McCarthy and her philosophy may come in. But in terms of the practical side of what friends and family go through when it comes to this news, are you listening to the doctor? Is the doctor saying, this is the way it is? Are you trying to find options? Are you trying to find a different story? If you want a different story, I'm going to send you to a book called Do No Harm with Harmless 714X. I can't tell you about the success because I've never had cancer, fortunately, and I don't know anybody who's used this product, but I do know that it exists, and I do know there's a book that will help you understand what it's all about, and you can go from there. At 714xbook.com, you can get the story of Do No Harm with Harmless 714X. It's a long story about a fellow who had 20, 25 years ago, he had the knowledge of the sulfur drug that was being used in Canada, but he was arrested because he was telling people about it in America. He went to jail, all kinds of stuff. It's horrible, but you find it is a reality in America these days. So find out what your options are. Find out what his story is. Find out what the product is, and then maybe you can do something about it. Do No Harm with Harmless 714X is the book. You can buy it at 714xbook.com. Use the code DJV for some free bonus material and a generous discount on the book. That's at 714xbook.com. That's the website for Do No Harm with Harmless 714X.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Before you sign the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks' notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. From furniture to business essentials, all at great prices every day. And now, buy one ream of Staples copy paper, get one free. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, ends 7/13/19. Valid on SKU 135855, while supplies last.
One of the great things about being able to talk about this sort of thing in this era of podcasting is that there is focus on these sorts of things. And the podcast, Your Hidden Power podcast number 103, which is archived, they're all in order. Every week we have a different presentation. The one that's up there presently is from facilitator, consultant, and author Gabriella Masala. She was on the program and we put it into a podcast. She's been surrounded in what she calls universal wisdom teachings for over 20 years. Very passionate about what she talks about. She sounds like she's fully alive. Her message is fully alive. Her approach strives to guide people to their body wisdom, to their inner genius. And I think you'll find she has a lot of heart. So if you're interested in our podcast, Your Hidden Power, podcast 103, talking about yoga and dance and healing, expressive arts, that sort of thing. This lady, Gabriella Masala, is also a recording artist and an entrepreneur. It's really interesting to talk to all these people from various points of view, different lifestyles, so that they can inspire you. That's what this is about here. YourHiddenPowerShow.com is where the podcast is. YourHiddenPowerShow.com. We're here to inspire, and we continue in a matter of moments here on Your Hidden Power.
Hi. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attitude of gratitude is appropriate here. We're having a conversation on Your Hidden Power with Mae McCarthy, who is a spiritual investor, teacher. She's the author of the book, The Path to Wealth, and the newest book I was just talking about with you, The Gratitude Formula, a seven-step success system to create a life that you love, the attitude of gratitude. I'm a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, Mae. And I find the time on my tractor, I had hours on the tractor mowing hay, baling hay over the weekend. And I think to myself when I'm out there looking in the sky, looking up at clouds sometimes of what there is, I have so much to be thankful for. And what there is, the amazing realities of the universe and how things that are unexplainable, they just happen. And part of it is where you put your head. A number of ways. You have the spiritual principle that you built all these buildings around, all these businesses around, and you've used your intuition. So helping people understand how to, we hear what you're saying, but how do you tap into it? I guess maybe that must be a question you get a lot. How do you tap into it?
Well, the first thing that you want to do is wake up and program your own subconscious. And that means before you pick up your phone or your mobile devices and look at social media or email or the news, take time to really get clear on what makes you happy. If having a big bank account would make you happy, if having financial freedom would make you happy, if having harmonious relationships with all of your family, your friends, your community would make you happy, if having a whole, healthy, and complete body where every cell and function of your body operates in, you know, perfection and ease in a pain-free way, if all of those things would make you happy, then what you want to do is spend about 20, 25 minutes every single morning writing those things down with gratitude as though you already have them. So you would say, I'm so grateful for my whole healthy and complete body that easily moves through life, and I'm physically fit, trim, toned, energetic at all times. Or I'm so grateful that I have wonderful relationships with my family, with my friends, with my coworkers. I'm so grateful that I have financial freedom. Whatever it is that would make you happy. Write out those gratitude statements as though you already have those things.
You know, one of the things that intrigues me is your timing. I have always thought, and this is my practice till now, I don't have a lot of time when I start in the morning. I'm up and preparing for my radio programs and stuff. But when I go to bed at night, I have a list by my bedstand of things that I want to put my head into as I go to sleep, because I think that programs your subconscious, and that helps as well. Do you find that to be perhaps possible, plausible, subconscious attitude as you go to sleep at night?
I do, and there are some studies that have shown that when you use gratitude statements right before you go to sleep, you sleep better. Yeah. I mean, everything calms down and you sleep better, but there's a real success tip here in terms of taking the very first moment in the morning and programming your own subconscious. We have an interesting brain function, and that is whatever we put in first thing in the morning, our subconscious is going to filter all of the billions of pieces of data that are coming at us and illuminate the things that are in alignment with whatever we've programmed in first thing in the morning. So what I mean by that is, if you let the world and all this other stuff show up, think about the last time you wanted to buy a car. Mm-hmm. As you started thinking about the model of car that you wanted, before you even bought it, as you started getting excited about it and talking to other people about it and test driving it, didn't your subconscious filter all those other cars that are on the roadway and illuminate the ones that were in alignment with the right one that you wanted? Well, the same thing happens every single day. When you allow others to program your subconscious or take control and program it yourself.
Think about when you buy a red car, then you start seeing all those red cars all around you. Mae McCarthy's book, The Gratitude Formula, also the website, maymccarthy.com. You'll find it very helpful and instructive. Mae, good to have you here on Your Hidden Power.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another Democrat may be joining the very crowded race for the party's presidential nomination. California environmentalist and hedge fund billionaire Tom Steyer has said in the past that he will not be running in 2020, but reports are that may be changing. As sources tell Politico, Steyer plans to officially launch a White House run, perhaps as early as tomorrow. A Georgia deputy is dead and a suspect is hospitalized and other suspects still on the run after a Sunday night incident when a stolen vehicle led to a gunfight. Derek Booth is a spokesman for the Hall County Sheriff's Office.
The agency as a whole is taking it hard, as any law enforcement agency does when it loses an officer or deputy, and processing through that, but no closure now with suspects still on the loose.
This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have a mind for the metaphysical? Then you need to check out the podcast for Your Hidden Power. Visit YourHiddenPowerShow.com, or you can find Your Hidden Power on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your other favorite podcasts. Your Hidden Power, second act of the day of the week. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining us now is Uri Geller. Some people say he's a telepathic sort, paranormalist, mind molder. So I have on my mind now purpose. Your purpose in life, my purpose, our purpose in life. How do you go about finding purpose? How do you help people find their purpose in life, Uri?
Oh, well, I think that I'm a kind of a good motivator. I inspire people. But Doug, you're such, again, telepathy between us is like, I mean, we're like twins.
Uh-huh.
Because I was going to talk to you about telepathy today, and then you used the word first, before me even.
Right. Well, I think we do have telepathy. Did we lose him, Kara? Are we there? Uri, can you hear me? Yeah. Yeah, we got Uri. Hmm. All right. So now we'll go to Facebook. Sometimes the wonders of doing the programs that I do are all live when we do them, and subject to the foibles of the reality of technology. Technology, and we're going into Mercury. We're going to talk to Charlotte Benson later on in the hour, our astrologer, about going into Mercury. Mercury, when it goes retrograde, affects communication. It affects transportation. So those of you who are traveling from now until almost the end of the month, you may be affected by it. I'm taking a major trip to a faraway place this week. Keep my fingers crossed. It hasn't been easy to put all the pieces together for the folks that invited me to do it. But it's not easy sometimes, all of these things working as they do. All right, so you were saying about telepathy.
Yeah, I was going to tell you that, the telepathy is just kind of one item on the wide spectrum of ESP. ESP stands for extraterrestrial,
extrasensory.
Extrasensory perception. And that is believed, possibly by some who think it's only fiction and they only see telepathy in movies and so on. But, nearly everyone that I've met, almost everyone, had at least one eerie anecdote or regarding extrasensory perception or some type of a paranormal communication. There is, that there is also empathy, there is mind control, there is precognition, there are ghostly contacts like mediums, there is psychometry, there is clairvoyance. I mean, the list goes on, telekinesis, psychic healing, reincarnation, karma, chakra, chi energy, energy manipulation, remote viewing. I mean, I can go on and on and on. It's quite amazing that everything I just mentioned, and there is probably another 50 subjects in the spectrum of parapsychology and the paranormal, that we as human beings and animals too, we experience at some stage of our lives. They manifest in small things like you think about someone that you haven't thought about for a year or two or three, and they call you the same day.
Yeah.
Or you drive over a street lamp, and it turns off. Or you direct someone to get out of the parking because you want to park your car there. Or you can read the minds of your spouse. So there's no doubt in my mind that everyone who's listening to us now has experienced sometimes, somewhere in their lives, a paranormal occurrence. And many people have it much more because some people are more intuitive than others. But that doesn't mean that we cannot develop this power. I developed it since I was a child with a spoon bent in my hand when I was 5 years old. So I exercised it in school, and I honed it. I sharpened my powers. And I think this is why I can do what I do today. This is why I became kind of world famous. I don't want to sound like
that. Yeah, no, you are. So this is something that I think it sort of fits with you and your philosophy of life, what I've learned from you over 25 years. What you put into your mind will come out of your mind. And I say that with a particular focus. The subconscious is a big thing for me at the moment. And I find that going to bed at night and putting something into my mind as I go to bed helps. The lady who was on earlier said you should do it in the morning, write down a lot of stuff. I find doing it at night sets a tone. What about you?
Yes, I think that obviously a calming surrounding, nice atmosphere, a river, a lake, the sea, a park, even if you're in the middle of the city, you could always find somewhere to meditate in a park. For instance, I go a lot to Tokyo. and Tokyo is bustling and moving and sounds and noises and so forth. But there is a park in the middle of Tokyo. It's right by the new Otani Hotel. It's amazing. You enter the park and there are little lakes with koi fish and birds and the trees and the grass. And you can really, you lose yourself in that serenity. And when you are in such a place, your mind power amplifies. It becomes stronger. You can visualize more vividly. You can make things happen. You can create things with your mind. Obviously, that's why many people leave the city and go to live on a farm or in a village or somewhere outside. So I urge all our listeners, if you're really interested in sharpening and exercising your mind power, and in a positive way, in a productive way, and in an optimistic manner, that that you can achieve it.
I want to leave people with a thought about where you are. You live in Israel. You were born there. You've lived in America and in England. But there's something about, and I don't know if you've ever thought about this or not. Israeli intelligence, and I'm not talking about military intelligence. There are lots and lots of Israeli startup companies. I just was reading something over the weekend about this company that created a toy gun that treats wounds and recreates skin. I think there's something about Israel, the point I'm trying to make, is maybe it's because of the focus on survival there. I don't know what it is, but there's something about what comes out of Israel that's very unique, I think, anyway, the way things are developed, the way people think. Do you think I'm onto something?
You're absolutely right, Doug. You know, there are young people here who are billionaires already in their 20s. One just sold his company for $14 billion dollars. Every day there are exits. Young people do it because they go through the army for 3 years. They're intelligence officers, and they leave the army, and they know all this knowledge, and they create these incredible high-tech stuff. So, but there is something, the survivalism, 6,000 years of being haunted and run after, in Egypt. Anyhow, right. I'll tell you about the amazing inventions next week that we live on. Inventions that without Israeli inventions, we wouldn't be talking to each other now.
Uri Geller's website is URIGELLER.com, and then check out the Uri Geller Museum.com as well. Up next, Mary O'Malley in her Monday Morning Musings, right here on Your Hidden Power.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Baseball season is in full swing. It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip!
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
PolyDent!
The fact that Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria is a big thing. Polident, clean, fresh, and confident. It is 44 past the hour. This is Your Hidden Power. Joining us now is Mary O'Malley, who is our resident psychic. Her PsychicScout.com website visited by lots of people every day who are trying to figure out, basically, how to figure it out. Mary's Monday Morning Musings and Meditation. You can sign up for that at Mary. No, well, actually, there is a Mary O'Malley website, but psychiccout.com. But you also, it kind of goes to maryomaley.com too, does it not?
Yes. And the meditations are on my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Meditation takes lots of different sizes and shapes. I find that I'm not one of those who sits down. People have tried to teach me to meditate. It's like sitting down and going to the bathroom. But it is. That's what it feels like to me. I'm optimistic by nature, and I think that there are lots of different ways. I meditate when I'm on my tractor. I talk about this all the time on the farm when I'm out there looking. Yesterday, the beautiful blue sky was sunny, the weather was pleasant, and I was so thankful for being where I was and to think about what I have. And I think more people, when they come to you, leave feeling more optimistic than when they went in. And, of course, that's your job. But then people lose their optimism. They lose. I mean, I'm certainly guilty of this. I think I get all worked up when I talk to folks like you. And then, you know, the course of life and reality sort of changes that. And without going to see you, how do we bring ourselves back around to a better reality?
Well, a little meditation can help with that. At the beginning of my meditations, I do like a smile where you start smiling from the bottom of your feet and you let the smile move all the way up. It's just a matter of changing your mind in the moment and focusing on something that brings you good feelings, joy.
Let's be practical. Let's be practical about that. A lot of people are talking about the U.S., the women's team and the World Cup win and that sort of thing. What sort of mindset? Do you ever talk to athletes? Do you have as clients athletes that are looking for ways to prop themselves up, shall we say?
Yeah, I've had several. It's focus, staying in focus. You know, focusing on the moment, being completely in tune with the moment that you're in. So a lot of people will find that meditative experience doing dishes or cleaning house or working on their car, you know. What it does is that you release everything else, you release all your thoughts, and you just focus in on the moment or whatever you're doing in the moment. And all those bad feelings just kind of go away because you're not giving them any attention.
But then the challenge is to keep them out, to keep them away. Now that we've gone into Mercury retrograde, there are a lot of people, oh, 3 weeks, it's going to be horrible. And it's going to be.
Right.
Unless your mind lets you go there. All right.
Yeah.
Sometimes the sauce is worse than the meat that you put it on. So what do you do with Mercury in retrograde?
Well, it's a good time for finishing things up. You know, so there's probably things in your life that need attention, that need to be finished, projects that need to be finished. It's a good time for a lot of things like that. Not the best time to start something. You can't, but no. It's not impossible. You just have to give a little extra attention, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So focusing more on it.
Yeah, I guess I think sometimes our thoughts things tend to give us the willies, and we don't necessarily need to have the willies. We have a couple of important things going on business-wise on the farm. We have hearings later in July toward the end of the retrograde, and I thought to myself at first, ooh, I wish I hadn't scheduled them then. And then I thought, you know what? Mind over matter. Because this is something that's been going on. We've been working on this project for, you know, well over a year, so it's not like it was something new. We're not starting something new. We're trying to bring closure to a particular section. So that should be okay in Mercury retrograde,
that should
right?
be okay. And also going in with a mindset of a win-win situation, solution, you know, that all parties involved walk away satisfied and, you know, feeling good. And that's your mindset, that's what you tend to create.
Mary's Monday Morning Musings, say it again, Doug. Mary's Monday Morning Musings and Meditation at PsychicScout.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Along now, as we deal with astrology and the talents of Charlotte Benson. Charlotte is a charter member and five-term president of the Arizona Society of Astrologers. She's very popular on the lecture circuit. You probably have read her columns in some of the national media. I like having her on this program because she has a spin on things that I think is fairly unique, and that's what we're looking for. There was a total solar eclipse the other day. I don't know what impact that had on, in terms of Eastern astrology, or maybe better, I ask the question, what impact does that have on the beginning of Mercury going retrograde?
Oh, good morning, Doug. Well, actually, eclipses affect countries and nations more than they do individuals. I hate to burst anybody's bubble, but I think that's typically the case. But in terms of the Mercury retrograde, now that can have a discernible effect on people's lives. So right now, Mercury is retrograde against the stars in the constellation of the Crab. And so maybe people could be a bit mentally crabby, but the idea is that Mercury retrograde is typically not such a big deal. It's just a matter of paying even more attention to the details. The devil's in the details, as they say. So
why do people get so worked up about it? I bet you get calls from people. Well, what is it going to mean? Because you take each individual person, and again, some of the terminology, nakshatras and stuff that I never
well,
get the
don't
lingo.
Worry. But, don't worry about that. Well, don't worry about that. We can that can be translated, but just across the board, Doug, for your audience, I would say that between now and July 30th, the general idea is that this period is actually good for repairing things or doing research. You know, it's more good for contemplation, introspection, and, you know, thinking and considering and looking at things from a new angle before making major decisions. But a quality that would be true for this retrograde Mercury for everyone is the conflict between the emotional mind and the intellectual mind. So,
what would be an example of that, Charlotte?
Well, that would be something associated with just not wanting to do something, or for some subjective reason, not wanting to make some kind of a pronouncement or a decision, or have a conversation about something just because of a feeling, even when it could be necessary. So this Mercury retrograde requires a little bit more intellectual discipline, if we can use that concept, or being less emotional about facts and figures. I know that's a strange combination. That's why it's kind of a little bit of an odd Mercury retrograde this time.
Well, I wonder sometimes about the impact it has. When I first learned about Mercury retrograde, it used to give me the willies. Because I'd think, oh, don't do this, don't do that, it's a bad time.
No, no.
And I let that affect me. Now, I'm taking a trip to the middle of nowhere, about a 14-hour plane ride in a couple of days, for a few days, to something that is going to be sort of internationally important. I'm not supposed to talk about it on the air much, but I wonder sometimes as I do this, you know, how much, because the old business about Mercury will affect travel and communication, that sort of thing. Do we sweep that aside? Do we not worry about things like that?
No, don't worry about anything. The message is to double check the details. You know, make sure that you know where the decimal point is, as an example. And you know, we also have to keep in mind that Mercury is retrograde for 3 weeks at a time, three times a year. So that's about, you know, what, 18% of the time Mercury is retrograde. Life does go on. But the simple message there is to be able to reconsider things.
Well, considering and reconsidering, do you find that more people call you during these periods, or is your call volume steady year-round?
No, it's pretty steady year-round. My clients know that they better not pester me about the retrograde Mercury, because it's not that big of a deal. We've got more important things to worry about than Mercury retrograde. But it does say, yes, keep your eye on the details. But this particular retrograde Mercury, Doug, is actually in the same place as the planet Mars. So this says, you know, speech may be a little goes a long way. Just, you know, watch your speech patterns. It can come off a little more harsh than you intend.
Mm-hmm. All right. So be careful of not necessarily what you say, but how you say it. There's some good advice from Charlotte Benson. CharlotteBenson.com is the way to be in touch with Charlotte for fabulous insights into things in your life that you need more input on. CharlotteBenson.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.